Okay, sir, I understand. Drive safely. Mr. Burton?
Thank you.
Next public hearing is change of zone number 1700. Stephen Billibrand, is that right? Did I say that properly, Mr. Lang?
Inform myself, yep.
Okay.
This application is to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.3328 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 353, also known as Burbage Road, 1/4 mile west of Route 352, also known as Windmill Road.
Yep.
Bear with me a second. For the benefit of the commission, I'm going to pass down a letter. I'll reference it as I proceed.
Okay.
The applicant did submit a conceptual site plan for a retail building with residential use above. I'll pass that down also.
Okay.
On September 29th of 2009, DelDOT granted a letter of no objection to the entrance location. January 10th of 2011, the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in the North Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity, is available to the project as long as the parcel does not exceed 8.25 EDUs if annexed into the town of Millville, or 5.32 EDUs if the parcel is developed in the county zone. The current system connection charge rate is $5,768 per equivalent dwelling unit. The parcel has been provided with 2 6-inch laterals along the parcel's frontage on Burbage Road. Sewer service is not available at this time. Additional off-site construction must be completed. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required. Connection to the sewer system is mandatory when sewer service becomes available. Parcels must connect within 1 year of sewer service becoming available. The county recently completed construction of a dry sewer in Burbage Road. The pipelines were installed as part of the North Millville expansion area, and with the expectation that additional gravity sewer at pump station and a forced main will be constructed in the future by the developers of a nearby project. Sewer service will not be available until the additional construction is completed. The 6-inch laterals may not be adequate for the proposed commercial use, and a lateral upgrade may be required at the expense of the property owner. And they also provide that a concept plan is required to be submitted. On February 16th of 2011, the Sussex Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that the site contains one soil type, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches are affected, that it is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and that it will be necessary for on-site drainage improvements. The letter I just passed down was from the town of Millville. That was received on February 17th of 2011 and references their caution in rezoning this property. The property is located in the town's future development area and borders a large residential development on two sides and is adjacent from an additional development across the street, both of which are located within the town's current boundaries. The property is located in a future growth area for the town. It is possible that the project will not conform to the development standards established for properties in the town. The town is concerned should the applicant change the intended use after the rezoning is completed, which would permit all the uses within the B1 zone. The several uses listed in the B1 zone would not be a good fit within the town's comprehensive plan and does not fit within the future land use plan for the town. The town should be included in a review process on properties located within the town's future growth area, and that the two agencies, being the town and the Planning and Zoning Commission or the council, working together in reviewing these properties in the future may be able to provide the developers with the best product that will benefit both the county and the town. And that's all the comments I have today.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Wow. I am Stephen Billibrand. I'm representing myself tonight.
Stop a second. We have a rule that says that you have to submit information 10 days before the hearing. So let me look at what you've got, and I'll see whether it's something that can be submitted to the commission. Thanks.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, well, it's one of the published Planning and Zoning Commission rules.
A white-haired guy in the back could have told you.
Mr. Fuqua.
Mr. Fuqua. Go ahead. I'll look at this if you want to begin.
Okay. Well, it was my intention to, I'm a licensed real estate agent, and I want to move my office to the property along with a shop. I currently have an online business, and it's growing, and I do need a shop now. I'm just thrown by what Millville has just said to me, because across the street, they zone commercial, 13 acres. I'm really, I've bent over backwards to accommodate the town with and the developer with they needed some land.
Well, Mr. Billibrand, if there's any consolation to you, you're on the jurisdiction of Sussex County. The folks sitting here will make a recommendation, and County Council will make a decision. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I understand how you feel. I understand how they feel.
Would it be all right to show?
I got to say that, you know, there's some information that's in the record, but a lot of this is in the form of exhibits and things, and there's a 10-day rule. Now, what I will tell you is that you can submit it to County Council if you'd like, but, you know, the Commission's taken a pretty clear approach to this type of thing, that if you don't have it in 10 days before, it can't be considered. So.
If there's any doubt, I don't think we should allow it. Yeah. The process is that you have a hearing here, and we make a recommendation to County Council. There will be another hearing at the County Council level. If you turn all that stuff in now or at least 10 days before that hearing, then you certainly can present it. But the applicants are required to turn their exhibits in 10 days in advance. And that's so the public has an opportunity to look at the file before the day of the hearing or before the hearing itself.
I understand that.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, I would be conforming to what is existing on the road.
Okay.
There are 7 properties on Burbage Road that are commercial right now, which I have in my package for you.
I think we've all ridden by there. I think we know probably.
Is one of the properties, I'm trying to think, is Burbage Road, is that where the Home Depot was supposed to go?
Yes, that's across the street. There's 13 acres.
That's a big 13-acre parcel.
There's a 13-acre parcel there. And then behind that is also where it adjoins to the Home Depot. Next to me, which is in a master plan community, they can put commercial in there. Right now they have it set as residential, but residential isn't moving right now. Is the highest and best use going to be commercial next week? We don't know. With me having the stores on my road, that's going to be an alternative route for Route 26. You know, there is a need for that, and it will keep traffic off of that road, off of Route 26. I'm an island where I'm at. I am surrounded by Millville by the sea, and there are 5 other properties that are, 7 other properties that adjoin, that I adjoin, that are in the county. And I have a letter from them all stating that they agree with me going for the B1. In my package, also, I was showing letters of why I was going B1 because conditional use, I cannot go for a conditional use because of the sewer. We don't know when it's going to be available. I have three letters from the county. Congratulations, you're going to have sewer in 2006, 2008, 2010. That's my reason for actually going for a zoning change rather than a conditional use. The developer needed additional land for a deceleration lane, and that's part of the Millville plan there, and I cooperated with them. Again, having commercial right across the street from me, and thinking that I'm not going to be along with their plan is a little upsetting, to say the least.
I understand.
Visit the mayor, give him a piece of your mind.
Pardon me?
Go visit the mayor, give him a piece of your mind.
Well, you know what? We aren't allowed to speak at their meetings because we're not part of the town.
Knock on his door.
What I'm going to do, Mr. Chairman, looking through the packet for the purposes of this record, because it's already part of the record, for the benefit of this gentleman, there's the DelDOT letter, no objection.
Okay.
Good. There's the County Engineering Department letter from Chris Callio, which I think Lawrence probably referenced. It's certainly part of the file. Same thing. Well, there's actually two of them. One, well, both from 2005. there's one from Mike Izzo, also county letterhead to the applicant. And then, just because we accept petitions usually at the time of the hearing, there is a document that says we have read the applicant's proposal and have no objection to the change in zone, and that's signed, so we'll make that part of the record.
And that is from the my neighbors who are actually in the county. I didn't feel it necessary, since across the street is zone commercial, to get approval from the town.
Okay. All right. Tell you what, why don't we let the commission, see if the commission has any questions for you. We'll kind of run through that way. I think we have a general idea of what you're looking for, and you do. There is a site plan in the record, so we have that to look at, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Villebrand, and Councilor. So, as far as the issue of the sewer and the conditional use, listening to Mr. Lank's comments, what you were stating on the record is that you applying for a change of zone as opposed to a conditional use because the sewer connection date for your property is nebulous at best.
Predicated on the developer bringing it from Substation Road. I don't foresee that happening in the next 2 years. We're looking at it is Millville by the Sea. They just started another development over there, which was Coventry. And the build out there is 105 years. There's 3,500 homes going in. Right now, they're doing 14 homes a year. So I have a feeling that the county will be bringing the sewer in on behalf of the developer at some time. It's just not feasible, as far as I can tell, for them to put the roads in.
And if you got a change of zone, you would operate your various and sundry business within the capacity, I guess, of the on-site septic that you could put on site.
Yes, which would be the real estate business and my wholesale business. Real estate business, it's not going to be really any impact at all on the road. And my wholesale business is pretty much online right now. I would like to get a storefront there, which I'm planning on doing. But again, it's going to be more towards the wholesale at this time. And the third store would be when the sewer comes in.
All the commissioners have ridden by the site, and I, like them, I'm sure, noticed that there were a lot of trees on Burbage Road, trees that are cut down, survey stakes. What is going on with the roadway there?
Well, first, I guess it was in 2005, I signed a contract with DelDOT for 5 foot of my road, and then they just disappeared. They came back in 2008, and they were looking for more land for a deceleration lane for the developers of Dove Barrington. Again, Dove Barrington, MPC, master plan community, they can do commercial in that master plan community. When they came back, I was reasonable, and I did sell them additional land so that they could have a deceleration lane into their community.
But the cut down trees and what's going on with Burbage Road between Windmill and Powell Farm Road?
Windmill and Powell Farm?
Yeah.
It's they're widening the road 5 foot on each side, and then an additional 5 foot for commercial. Like I say, across the street from me, there's going to be a decel lane going over into the commercial in that point. Now, up by Robert Kaufman's, where that commercial corner is up there, that's also they're putting like a small little clover leaf. They're taking quite a bit of his property there.
Mr. Lank or Mr. Abbott, do you know what that road is? Is that a major arterial? Is that a collector road? What do you know what the designation either is? Or
it's going to be alternate Route 26. And that, I mean, once they establish that as an alternate route while they're building Route 26, it's going to become a main road. People aren't going to change their driving habits once they establish that route. So it does lend itself to commercial.
And that was, I think you stated, you're...
And I mean, I am at the entrance of a 3,500 home community. You know, there is a need for a commercial there.
Now, you didn't have to go to plus, but do we know what state investment level this site is? Right. Mr. Lank or the applicant?
I'm looking at the functional classification map right now. It doesn't appear a portion of Burbage Road is a major collector. Rather, right-of-way width might be being expanded.
It's identified as a major collector?
It appears to be. It's a really hard map on 12.4 on the comp plan. What was the other question?
State investment level.
State strategy map. Let me find that. Oh, we got a note on lanes on our listing. Let me find my map and I'll tell you. No, we don't have it. It's an environmentally sensitive developing area.
Mm.
Let me find a state strategy here. You can go ahead and ask questions.
I just have one last question. How do you consider this application to be compatible with Sussex County's comprehensive land use plan? It goes to changes, though.
Well, I'm looking at Table 8 of the land use plan, and it says in selected areas, commercial use should be allowed. and this is adjacent to a high-density development area. And this is, I mean, you don't get any higher than Millville right now. That is 8 units to the acre. And I am across from their town center. So, I mean, there's just following the county game plan here, I definitely fit in that category. I fit under the medium density or the high density, either one. All I'm asking for is the B1 to accommodate my 3 stores with living quarters above. And I do feel that it is needed. I cannot afford to go out and rent a commercial spot right now. They're too high.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No other questions.
It's in level 3.
Level 3.
Appears to be.
May I ask what level 3 is?
Level 3 is a method of establishing strategies and spending document with the state under state documents. Then it varies. Level 4 is difficult to get funding. Level 3, 2, and 1, the levels of funding increases.
Priority, for state improvements. Like a priority, order of priority.
For state improvements.
State highway.
Okay.
For state highway improvements.
No, I thought that was a, because when I had consulted with a number of engineers, I was told that I didn't have to have a road study.
You probably don't, but
it relates to all infrastructure, whether the state would provide any funding for any kind of infrastructure, whether it be roads or water or schools, whatever.
Okay.
That's everything. Level 3 is better than level 4, which is the most restrictive. And then you get in, the closer you get into Millville, you get into level 2 and level 1. You're right at the edge.
I'm good. Mr. Ross.
Yes, in the town of Millville's letter, it states that the property is located within the town of Millville's future development area. And I'm wondering, has the town asked you if you're interested in annexation?
No, they were supposed to try to encourage all of the people on that road that were in the county. What they, what I call them, were, is an island. And no, they haven't. To be honest with you, their first annexation, there wasn't supposed to. The commercial came in after their master plan on the road. That wasn't in their original plan. I think
commercial
that's,
across the road from you. Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Yes. I mean, the plans have changed.
So they annexed the residential Barrington Park. They annexed the commercial across the street. That's in Millville.
13 acres.
Yeah, and it stopped right there with you.
Yes.
I mean, it's basically stopped there. But you were in their growth area as far as the comprehensive planning process. So for some reason, that must be the county growth area overlaps. Lawrence, is the county map, the comprehensive map, that's a designated growth area, isn't it?
Well, what we did with the towns around in the comp plan, we took their growth areas and
dropped it. So they're saying in their letter that it is in their future growth area, so it is in a growth area. So, and then do you know... Mr. Bilibrand, if there are other B1 zone parcels in the vicinity of the application you want to rezone?
Of mine?
Yeah, there's a C1 across the street.
Got C1 across the street. Next to the C1, you have Harold Marble there, who is zoned AR1. It's used as a shop for all of his farm equipment. They actually work on farm equipment there. It's being used as a commercial spot. Next to that, you have Gerald Hocker's shop. It's a storage facility, and he rents quite a bit to trucking companies that go in and out of there. I believe that that one is commercial. Yeah, he's 12 units to the acre on that. Then just past him, you have Lou Travellini has two small lots. One's non-conforming, doesn't have the frontage, but that is commercial as well. And then he has two others on Route 17 that is commercial. Across the street from that is Robert Kaufman, who has a real estate office and storage facilities. Across the street from him, you have Rob Ward, who has a carpet business, a scooter shop, and also rents storage facilities there.
Okay. One thing that, you know, we just because you ride by a place and you see a sign out front and they're doing business, it could be a conditional use. It could be B1, it could be C1, it could be just non-conforming, somebody that just hasn't applied for permits and hasn't been violated. So it's important, you know, as we try to establish record basis to either recommend approval or denial, or the council in their subsequent public hearing, it's important on the record that these are known, they're not guessed at. So at some point you may want to do some research prior to your presentation to the council, at least, so that you know what these properties really are and we don't have to search them out for you.
I did look that up on the county records, and I do have it here on Burbage Road, closest to me, the Hawker Center, Hawker Storage Center. It's it says commercial / general business. On Mr. Ward's, it says commercial general business. Roberts is conditional use. On the Travellini's, it says commercial / general business. And these are in an eyesight of me. Now the town of Millville, the Toomey's property, which is the 13 acres, that is C1, the highest commercial you can get in the town of Millville.
Isn't that where the town was trying to promote growth was off of?
Yes, it is. That was that center area, and then I think there was a little split in the town of Millville, and then Millville by the sea, because they wanted to push the commercial down Route 17. Now, not quite sure. Now it seems like they're trying to bring it all back to Route 26 and Burbage Road, because that's their main entrance on the commercial there.
It was just there Wednesday, so I'm very familiar. No further questions.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
This is more of a statement than a question. I think in your application, when we make a decision, it's based on land use, not on what you're proposing. You know, it's nice for us to have your concept of, you know, the commercial the business and the apartments, but in the final analysis, what's before us tonight is just whether or not we feel that this is an appropriate change in zone. So if we make a recommendation, regardless of our recommendation to council, if council approves as a change of zone, then you're still going to have to deal with the site plan issues of what you want to put there, and does that fit within a B1 zoning. So the three apartments and the offices, while it's nice to know that's what you want to do, that's really not relevant here, because we have to decide, is this an appropriate location for a B1 zoning? You know, whereas when we're dealing with a conditional use, yeah, then we're, it's just like, you know, earlier, I was, you know, it's like trying to nail Jell-O to the wall. I was trying to get him to tell us what he was going to be putting there, you know, for his property. But in your case, we're just dealing with the change of zone.
Well, the existing house, I would be adding on to the existing house there, and it would stay in that same structure. Right now, it's 55 feet across the front, and I would just be adding on to that. With the way my house is right now, it could accommodate four without adding on.
Well, what I'm saying to you is that we're not dealing with site plan issue tonight. We're dealing with, is this an appropriate, is this parcel appropriate to be zoned as a B1, regardless of what you're wanting to put there tonight. You know, you can.
Uh-huh.
So when you, in your next phase, when you go to council, you need to understand that they're dealing with a land use issue, not a site plan issue. The site plan issue would come later. So you could get your B1, and then you just have to come up with a project that fits within the requirements of our code, you know, in terms of what are permitted uses in a B1.
Well, it's unfortunate that I had to go the way it progressed down the road. I would have came to you first, but then they're putting the sewer in. I've already paid for the extra sewer. I mean, I probably should have had a change of zoning before you get a letter of with DelDOT, but you know, it just came a little fast.
I have no question, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Lang.
No question.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Council.
No questions.
All right, sir. Take
thank
a seat.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One question, Mr. Lang. Should I bring copies to your office for the council, say 10 days before?
Well, the council doesn't have that schedule.
Yeah.
It's a commission schedule. You can bring them in, and we're having to file for the council.
Okay.
Good. Anytime prior.
Okay. Is there anyone here with like to speak in favor of the change of zone number 1700, Stephen Billibrand? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1700? Yes, sir. Step right up.
I'll try to be brief. My name is Eric Evans. I'm with the town of Millville. I work for the town, and I was sent by the mayor and council.
Eric Evans?
Eric Evans, yes, sir.
And you say you were sent by the mayor and council, so you're representing them this evening?
That's all right.
Did you say you were sent by the mayor and council?
Yes, sir.
So you're representing the town this evening?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
What I just presented to you was the town of Millville's future land use comprehensive plan. I had circled a parcel in question. As you can see, it is in all yellow, which is residential. If the applicant wishes to come and apply to the town for annexation, we'd be more than happy to ascertain that. We have no problem there. The commercial in question that he referenced is to the west of Substation Road. I did not research county zoning on what it is. If it would be annexed into town, we would like to see that residential.
East of Substation Road.
West. The property that he was talking about being commercial is west of Substation Road. The commercial property that he was in questioning or saying was across the street is located on Route 17, which is west of Substation Road. The master plan community is Millville by the Sea. Barrington Park is a RPC. Across the street from him is Dove Barrington Park, which is also an RPC. Which is residential homes, not commercial. Coventry is currently under construction, which is Coventry Barrington Park, which is a phase of a subsidiary or a split off of Barrington Park. A sewer line for that has already been put in. I've been meeting with Barrington Park developers, and they've been meeting with Sussex County Engineering about extending the sewer line across Barrington Park, putting in a pump station, a force main, and connecting it to Burbage Road, which will connect the sewer line out there to commence, we're hoping, by June this year. They're coming before me in April for their RPC for the town of Millville. And now it'll be, they made some modifications to their streets, and if everything goes accordingly, it's there. The town's concerned about the rezoning to a B1 is the permitted uses that's allowed in the B1 zoning is not in conformity to a residential neighborhood. The things that we have concerns about, and I don't know what the other properties in there, I do know there's storage, and I know there's agriculture across the street, but the B1 zoning does permit automatic ice distributorships, automobile parking lots, banks, which is not a bad thing. We have a lot of them. Bakeries, barbershops, those are good things, but it also allows for filling stations within the area of B1. You can go into laundromats, private clubs, radio, television, broadcasting stations with towers, which is all going to be all permitted within the B1 zoning. B1 zoning is not the best use in a residential neighborhood. He's going to have single-family homes or townhouses all around him. And so the B1 zoning, we do not believe is a conducive use to it. And I got confused when we were talking about the sewer. If he's going to have, well, he proposed to the council three commercial, three residential, which is six EDUs.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
No, because it's
because of the site plan.
Or not,
all right.
Yeah.
So anyhow, on behalf of the mayor that sent me in, we think that the planning and zoning needs to think about this a great deal. It's in the neighborhood. It's agriculture that's not in the town, and it's residential when it's in the town. And this would almost be a spot zoning of a B1 in the middle of residential area. So we'd just like to have caution and present that to you. I thank you for your time. I hope I wasn't too long.
No, sir. Mr. Abbott.
I thought it was maybe a question or two for you.
I hope not. I hate to speak in front of people.
Well, we're not people, don't worry about us.
This will be.
Just envision you're breaking blocks.
Where's the beer?
Yeah.
I just wanted to show for the benefit of us on this end where the Home Depot site was going to be.
Over here on 17.
Where you circled is
that's the property in question.
Yes, yes, which sir. Is, as I said, it's east of substation, but west of substation.
This is where the commercial that he was talking about is west of substation.
Correct, yeah.
Mr. Hawkers.
And Hawkers, et cetera, yes, et cetera. So where Home Depot was maybe going to relocate was here.
Yes, sir.
That
and that's zoned C2 in the town. That's the only property down through there. That's zoned, I think that one's zoned Z2, C2. And then we have C2 within the town center, which is the Supergiant and a Food Line. And then we have a couple other small parcels. And the rest will be all down zoned to C1s.
Do you know what the status of the Home Depot site is, or is Home Depot?
As far as we're concerned, those site plans are null and void, and if they ever come to town, they have to start from scratch.
But it's still got the same base zoning, though.
It still has the same base zoning on that parcel, yes, sir.
All right.
And from what we were told by DelDOT, now I could be wrong on all this, because we know that some information is passed through the different channels. Burbage Road is the bypass. 426 during the construction, and it is being widened for the bypass, and they're widening a lot of the routes for the bypass. I've never heard alternate 26 or anything in that aspect. I heard it was being designed for a bypass purposes. Once 26 is completed and widened, I don't know if it's going to be Burbage Road or if it's going to be Route 26 alternate. I have no clue, but that's the reason why it's being widened currently is for the bypass so 26 can be widened.
I doubt if the DelDOT knows either, given the state of DelDOT.
Yeah, I understand
had to throw that editorial in there.
Yep.
The gentleman testified that the planned residential, this master plan community, was adjacent to his property, but that's not what you're depicting.
Correct.
In your picture. So
correct.
Is he confused or who?
This is the adopted comprehensive plan, future land use map. And we are currently zoned according to this now. We've completed that phase with the rezoning of the C1 properties along 26.
Gotcha.
So this is up to date and current.
And the distance between the gentleman's property and the master plan community and the commercially red zoned area is that, I mean, the maps are deceiving, but in my drive around, it's not really that very far.
It is not that far. It's probably... driver and a four iron, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, not my driver and four iron, but yours, I'm sure.
You probably get yours better than mine.
I got a new driver today.
Might
by
be a
the
par
way.
Five.
Maybe that'll help me.
It could be a par five across.
Yeah.
It no less than half a mile.
Okay. And then I really appreciate you coming in and the mayor sending you down here because this helps out a lot. Have you had direct conversations or the mayor or somebody with the applicant or just try to work this out? Or
have not. We saw this come up on the paper, being advertised in the paper. Nothing was brought to the town saying this is what we wanted to do. So way we have to go about it is we have to apply to you because it was applied to you.
Sure. Well, we just make a recommendation so there's time between now and when the people that actually decide
if the
for a conversation to maybe occur. You never know. Huh?
If the applicant would like to come to town, annex into town, and sit down with us, we could ascertain that at that time.
Well, if your people get in touch with his people, you're right here. You could actually do that tonight maybe and get in touch with each other.
Unfortunately, I can't. I don't think the town solicits annexation.
No, I don't. You know, it's just that there's time between this meeting and the council's meeting to have a conversation and see, you know, maybe you can come to a meeting of the minds. You know?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have a question.
Yes, I do. Council first and then Mr. Jones.
In the master plan community, is that the one that's cross-checked in this?
No, sir. The master plan is the orange.
Orange, all right.
Which is Millville by the Sea.
What are the permitted commercial uses in the master plan community?
I'd have to go back and read it on Millville by the Sea. I know BB Hospital is supposed to be included in that. And I know it's supposed to be a live-work community.
Like, so neighborhood business type uses in there?
Correct. Okay. I don't know what was approved for the site. They've not gone to that phase yet, so.
Okay. That's the only question I have. Thanks.
Mr. Johnson, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Evans, how close is this property to the town limits?
It borders the town limits.
So this butts right up to the town
limits?
Yes,
sir. It butts right up to Barrington Park.
So this looks like there's an island sort of in the town?
It's an enclave, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We've got a few of them. We've got a few of them. Individuals didn't want to come in, or they chose not to come to apply for the town. So, I mean, the town has never forced it.
Okay.
Well, I don't think the town can force it, frankly.
I don't know. I mean.
Thank you.
Okay, well. All right, let's see. You're speaking in opposition. Anything else you'd like to add?
Any other questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right, sir.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Appreciate your patience. Okay. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay, there being none, any other questions? Anybody on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us until tomorrow morning to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.